He was hiding. He was on the run. And
your dad brought you into Mennonite circles.
When I was a little baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, I'd be interested in knowing what, and again, I'm not criticizing, but what was your path as far as coming out of the, like what, obviously there was probably.
I'd love to share my testimony. I was born.
Here, say it so people can hear.
I would love to share my testimony of coming out of man-made religion. Okay? I was born and raised in it. Kept all of the traditions. I was a Hutterite, okay? They're kind of like the Old Order Mennonites and the Amish, but not quite as deep in man-made traditions, but they got a bunch of them. Yeah. I defended it. I believed it. You know what happened? At some point, I started reading the Bible. And the more I read God's Word, the more you start, like my brother was saying, you got to test things. 1 Thess 5:21. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Amen.
You got to do that. What does it mean to prove something? To test it, to examine it, to see whether it's of God or of man. Once we started doing that, contradictions start showing up mighty quick. We should give you a bunch today. Man-made names. We haven't had one man today, even though I've been hammering on it all afternoon, that would admit, even though it's clear in the Word of God, that it's actually a sin to call yourself after men. Can you admit that, sir, that it's a sin?
I wasn't aware of that.
Go read 1 Corinthians 1 and 3. Paul calls it carnal and sinful to call yourselves after men. I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollo. Are you not carnally says, I'm a Mennonite, an Amish, a Hutterite?
Doesn't it make sense? If we're following Christ, why do we lift up a man's name on our building? Common sense.
Hey, I wasn't aware of that.
So there you go. So there's one you can test.
Well, that's where I'm going. You read God's word, you're actually going to test it. You're going to see contradictions. Now, are you going to follow Jesus Christ or man-made religion? You got that choice. What we did, we had to repent. Repentance don't mean go to the minister, confess it. Let Anabaptists teach that. Carry over from Roman Catholicism. It doesn't mean acknowledge your sin. That's all a part of it. It means to turn away from. So if you keep doing it and you're united to it, you're doing it. Repentance means turn away from. When you do that, God actually makes you born again. He gives you a new heart and mind. Then you're not trying to defend your Anabaptist ways. Then you want to leave them. You don't want to live in your sin if you're born of God. You hate your sin.
And can I add something, brother? You hate man-made tradition. Psalm 119, 104 says, I hate every false way. You don't look at your faith system and go, well, I know we got a bunch of stuff wrong. One man just said that. Yep. I love you, sir. He said, we got a bunch of stuff wrong. I said, it's not wrong. It's sinful. When I do something wrong, it's sinful. If it's against God. I mean, I could do something wrong that isn't sinful. But what we're talking about is sinful before a holy God. So if you're truly born of God, you hate every false way. We've been here preaching. The Anabaptists are full of a bunch of false ways. Good.
Yeah. So when you're born of God, that's what happened to us. We actually had faith in the Word of God that it's true. A lot of you say, oh yeah, we believe the Bible is the Word of God. Do you? Because if you actually believe that it's true, then there's no argument against it. You don't defend it. You don't keep saying, yeah, well, but. Anyone who says, yeah, but, when you quote them, the Word of God is trampling it underfoot. That's called being a pig and a dog in the Word of God. You're trampling God's Word. It's a serious matter. We didn't. We had that faith in the Word of God and in Christ and in what He did. Then we repented. We obeyed God's Word and we repented and turned away from it. Then we were actually born of God. And then we were actually able to start obeying and conforming our lives. We're still working on that. Holiness and obedience to God's Word marks God's people. Not suspenders. Not an Anabaptist group. Holiness and obedience to God's Word. And now we're striving and enduring in that. That's what you all need to do.
What's the fruit? What's the fruit of your life? Apples produce apples. Oranges produce trees. Orange trees produce oranges. What do godly Christian Christ followers produce? Godly, biblical, sound doctrine. Did you folks know 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved and them that hear thee. Sir?
Who did Jesus come
Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Anyone will come to him.
So we're all these people are lost.
You're all lost, but you need to repent and be born again. Yeah. This was a man telling me we shouldn't judge. He was judging me, telling me I shouldn't judge. This is hypocrisy. The Bible tells us to judge. The Bible tells us to judge. Sir, don't address my wife, please. We're not addressing women. We're not addressing the women's here.
We're reminding you.
Why? We're talking to the people here.
You're harassing people.
I'm not harassing people. They followed us to our van and circled us. You're a liar. You're a liar, old man, and I'm going to rebuke you right now. You're a liar against the Word of God. The Word of God tells us to judge rightly. 1 Timothy 5 tells us to judge. Matthew 18 tells us to judge. 1 Corinthians 5 tells us to judge. 2 Thessalonians 3 tells us to judge. An evil spirit? Because you're getting a rebuke, old man. You're getting a rebuke. You're a mocker. We don't go along with mockers. These people followed us to our van. We're not harassing anyone. We're not harassing anyone. You need to stand down. If anyone has the demon, it's you. And you should be no, he should know better. An old man, old like me, should know better in the Word of God what doctrine is, what youth foolishness is, what not redeeming the time is, what the gospel is, and people standing up for the righteousness of God. You have a question. Is it a good question?
I mean, that depends.
Is it a mocker's question?
No, it's not. No.
What you got for me? And by the way, wait, can I ask you a question before you start?
I'd rather ask mine.
Am I harassing you?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead,
sir.
Yeah, we walked over here and all these people followed us to our van. We were getting ready to leave. Thank you for the testimony. Let everything be established by two or three witnesses. Check out our website. We're going to have a lot of video and audio today to edify people. Go ahead, sir.
How do you determine who's a sinner if they just drive by on a bike?
Why are you asking me that question?
You called someone that who drove by on a bike.
What did I say as they drove by on the bike?
You said that they are a hypocrite and a sinner.
Right, because that particular person I had talked to earlier, they didn't want a gospel card and they were spewing a bunch of garbage. They're claiming Jesus while they live in man-made religion. That would be called a hypocrite.
And you call a lot of us out here.
Yes. If you're united to the Anabaptist faith. I'm going to answer. If you're united to the Anabaptist faith, you are a hypocrite if you claim Jesus Christ, because Jesus did not die so you could keep a bunch of false man-made traditions. Jesus died to call you out of your sin, sir. So yes, you are a hypocrite. When John the Baptist, and I ain't no John the Baptist, when John the Baptist saw the Pharisees, like you religious people, coming, John said, "Hey, let's have coffee and cookies and talk." John the Baptist said, "Who told you to flee from the wrath of God, you snakes and vipers?" Go read your Bible. John the Baptist knew who was seeking truth and who wasn't. Some of you may be seeking truth. I'm not calling you all out. But I am telling you, if you live in your Anabaptist ways, you are in sin. If you know it's sin and you keep doing it, you will be judged for that sin. You'll be sent away. Hebrews 10, 26 and 27 says, "There is no sacrifice for willful sin, but a fiery judgment coming for the adversaries that will be destroyed." So if you go, "I know Christmas is wrong. I got to keep it. And my wife loves it. The kids love it. Our Mennonite faith does it." That's a sin that's on your record. When you die, God's going to go, "Whoa, you knew different." How many sins? Let me look for a young person. How many sins got Adam and Eve out of the garden? Thank you. One. How many sins killed two priests in Leviticus 10? They brought strange fire. Does anybody know that story account? One sin. They brought strange fire. Like Christmas and Easter, strange fire. How about in Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife? What'd they do when God killed them? You remember? One lie. One lie. So if you keep one lie, Revelation 22, I haven't quoted this all day. Revelation 22, 14 and 15. Whoever loves and practices a lie. Can it get any clearer? Right above it says, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, whoever maketh and loveth a lie. You're practicing Christmas, Roman Catholic lie. You're practicing Easter, Roman Catholic lie. You're practicing Good Friday, Roman Catholic lie. You're naming yourself after men, man-made tradition, lie. How many sins do you need? It's going to keep you out of the kingdom. Christ's blood doesn't cover you unless you walk in obedience, people. You got to repent. Jesus said, "If you love me, just keep sinning in your man-made traditions. Keep my commandments." You're not doing that as Anabaptists. That's why we came here today. That's why we preach the gospel. I know that there's sheep that may come out. It could be this man. It could be a young person. One day they're going to come out like my brother and sister did and go, I can't do this anymore. I can't pretend that the Anabaptists are biblical when we practice and keep sin. Go on our website, don'tperish.com. Look on our witnessing videos. Look at the Mennonite churches we stood outside of. It's shameful. The last one we stood out, the doors flung open. We're standing peaceful with our Bibles waiting to talk to them after their service. We never interrupt anyone's preaching. You'll notice I don't like when people interrupt my preaching. You know why? I will never interrupt your preacher when he's preaching. Never have. But the door flung open. Brother, 120 people. How long did it take for the parking lot to be empty?
Well, it took them about 3 minutes and then 4 minutes for the parking lot.
It was like cockroaches running for the dark. Why? Because we're standing there with a Bible going, we want to ask you why you name yourself after a man. We want to ask you what's the biblical gospel. We want to ask you why you keep a lot of false traditions. And they go, we got to get out of here. I think their mindset is, if they don't tell us, blah, 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 we don't hear, we're okay. You're already guilty. You're already guilty. If you're hiding from the truth because you don't want to change, you're already guilty. You're already in sin. That includes young people when you come to the knowledge and know what sin is. Sin is transgression against God's law. When you transgress against God's law, you're going to be judged by a holy God. So you young people, yes, sir.
So I agree with you. Our identity needs to be in Christ Jesus. But is it okay?
Are you a Mennonite?
Yeah.
You go to a Mennonite church.
My culture is Anabaptist. Is it okay to have Anabaptist as a culture? Not as a religion.
No.
Having it as a religion.
No, it's not. Not the religious spiritual side. You can live on a farm. You can farm. You can not drive a car if you don't want. None of that's sinful. You can do anything you want in the Anabaptist world if it's not spiritual. When you bring things to spiritual, now you're adding to God's word, like Christmas, like Good Friday, like a false gospel, like your cultural dress. You're adding or taking away from God's word. And does any of you men know what happens in Revelation when you add or take away from God's word? Do you guys know? The Bible says if you add to God's word, the plagues will be added to you. And if you remove God's word, you'll be removed from the blotted out from the Lamb's book of life. So no, you can, non-spiritual, you can do anything you want as long as it's not sinful. You can have that culture, be a farmer, be whatever. But when you bring things to Christ, you got to follow Christ's way. That's how you worship God. You worship God his way, young man. You don't worship God the way Menno Simons, even though Menno Simons would come and rebuke you all. Did you know that? Menno was a godly man in many ways. He would rebuke you today for naming yourself after him. Do you think, you ever read Menno Simons' writings? I have. He doesn't even teach what you guys teach. And he was a godly man that risked his life to tell his neighbors about sin and religious people to come out of their sin. You guys don't do that today. So it is sinful. It is sinful.
So he would not want us to base our faith in Anabaptists.
Excuse me. That looked like a danger to me. It almost hit my head.
But as a culture...
Thank you. Go ahead.
So Menno Simons would not want us to base our faith in Anabaptists. I get that.
Okay, so why do you, young man?
It's our culture. Is that okay to have it as a way of life?
Say that again?
As a way of life, as a culture.
Well, as a culture, I just said. As a culture. Hey, sir, why'd you send that right at my head? Not a good move. Not a good move, young man. I love you. I hope you repent of that. Not a good move. I just told you, you can do a culture outside of Christ, but when it comes to spiritual things, you're adding to the Word of God. Christmas, Easter, all these false ways.
Now, I do agree with you that there are many Anabaptists who do it as faith, as their faith, and I don't think that's right.
Okay, well, shouldn't name themselves after a man. They shouldn't do the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. The biblical gospel calls you to Christ and calls you to truth and righteousness and holiness. Your faith system calls you to a man-made system. Look at the fruit of it. Look at the fruit of it today. I've had young guys buzzing me with motorcycles, trying to blast my ears and run my feet over. You just saw a guy sending a drone right at my head. Sorry, that's not going to stand. If I had my shotgun here, which I don't, I would have shot it right out of the sky. When it comes at my head, I'm going to defend what God gave me. Okay, but I'm not violent against people. Yeah. So you understand that it's sinful to add things to God.
That's true. But can we just... So, can we agree?
Does anybody want to rebuke the young man for sending the drone right at my head? Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Those things can take your eyeballs out.
Can I share something with
him? Of course, sir.
Matthew 15.
Here, brother.
Do you have a Bible? Do you have a Bible on your phone? Open up to Matthew 15. Can you watch, Nick, up here?
Here, I got you.
Matthew 15.
Good.
Read for us. Read from 7 to 9. Read it out loud for us all.
You hypocrites, woe did Isaiah prophesy you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, honor to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
You read it, brother. Now you read it so everybody can hear it. You read it.
Go ahead.
Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me. That means useless, folks. In vain means useless, fruitless. Teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And then further down he says this, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up.
In the end, it will show which Anabaptists are saved and which are not.
Because, no, look.
Okay, as a
if you're a Mennonite or a Hutterite or an Amish guy,
he's Mennonite.
If you're following Jesus Christ, you are not going to remain a Mennonite or an Amish or a Hutterite. You're going to come out of it.
You're compromising, young man. You're trying to compromise and make your sin, your false traditions, your culture, you're trying to make it okay with God, and it's not okay with God.
See, every plant which God hasn't planted is going to be plucked up. You keep holding on to that plant. It's not in the Bible anywhere. This is a very simple test, folks. Anyone can do it. Open up what you're doing. Can you find it anywhere in God's Word? If you can't find it, you shouldn't be doing it.
You're adding to God's Word. You're going to get the plagues.
So, I want my identity in Christ. But
then come out of the Mennonite church. Repent of it and follow Christ in spirit and truth.
It's not a culture.
You love your way of life more than you love Christ.
Christ is everything. Open up your Bible to Romans 12. We can do Bible study. We'll give you God's word all day.
Here, hold on. Hold on a second.
Let me read from Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. You know, beseech kind of means to plead with, to beg. There's hardly a stronger way for God's word to start a statement.
We're pleading with you guys to listen to the truth.
That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's why you need the gospel. If you're born again, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you will not conform to the world. We just read from Matthew 15. Man-made religion is of the world. Christ did not plant it. God did not plant it. God did not ordain it. It's man-made religion. It's of the world. You to offer up your entire life as a living sacrifice. Your sacrifice died. It was consumed. Your life is consumed by Jesus Christ. You don't get to halfway follow Jesus Christ, folks. You don't get to be halfway a Mennonite and halfway a Christian.
He's not
Christ needs to consume your life. Do you understand that?
He's not a hobby. He's a way of life, the way of life.
One more question. Is divorce and remarriage wrong?
Pre-Christ? Do you know what born again means?
That's property damage.
Knock it off. Sending it at my face. Knock it off. I'll smash it with my foot next time. That's wickedness.
You know what being born again means?
It's coming right at me. Could you see it coming right at me from your angle? It's coming right at me. You got plenty of room to fly your drone, young man. You don't need to be flying it at the preacher. How wicked. How wicked you are. How wicked you are. That drone can be considered assault. What are you talking about? Why would you do that, young man? We love you. We haven't done anything to you. We haven't done anything to you. Why would you do that? Are you that carnal? I'm talking to him. Are you that carnal?
Are you that carnal? Are you? Why'd you send it right at my face? You think that's godly? Do you think that's loving your neighbor?
What's love? I'm just,
you flew the drone right at my face. Is that loving your neighbor?
Like you are.
Is that loving your neighbor?
I'm just being annoying.
No, that's not loving your neighbor. That's not loving your neighbor, young man. You need to repent. You need to repent. You need to repent or you're all going to lose your soul. Jesus didn't die so you could live your false Anabaptist life and your foolishness. Yeah, you got to come out.
Can you please stop with that? You're scaring the children. Your mockery is an insult to God. Take that thing away and have some reverence for the Word of God.
That's embarrassing, young man. You're going to be all over the internet, embarrassed and foolish. Foolishness.
Why are good men here rebuking this mockery?
You fly a drone way up high away from people. You don't fly it near people's faces. Okay?
Sorry, sir, I'll answer your question now. You're scaring the children. Okay. All things are made new.
You're an old man. Why don't you go? Why don't you go and rebuke that guy for flying drones at people's heads? Why don't you go do it, sir?
It's a sin.
Yeah.
It is a sin. God's word makes it clear it's a sin. But when somebody's divorced...
We were ready to leave. Everybody kind of came and asked us, do you have any other questions? I don't know. Are you a seeker or what?
I did want to know when some of these people talk about culture, right?
Yeah.
As their faith or as Anabaptist Mennonite being a culture.
Right. Which is, what is that? Like farming? Community? Or is it how you do church? Which one do you mean?
Well, yeah.
That wouldn't be culture, though.
When we're talking church.
Separate God from culture. God has a standard and a way we have to do everything, and then you have a culture. Okay, I drive a van, right? That's the culture. I could drive a donkey. I could drive a car. I could drive a motorcycle, which I wouldn't personally, but that's culture. But when you come to God, you got to look at everything from God's word. So it's not culture. It's not culture. Okay?
If someone chooses to step out,
right.
You chose to step out of the Mennonite culture, right?
The whole church or people or what?
Well, yourself.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Yourself. I didn't come out of the Mennonites. Oh, my brother came out of Hutterites. I came out of the world. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. We didn't come out of the Anabaptists. When we were born again, we looked at the Anabaptists. We thought, hey, maybe they got truth. And we were like, oh, they're just as lost as everybody else.
Yeah.
So, culture.
I understand. Yeah. You could draw that conclusion.
Well, and I know that was 15, 16 years ago. And ever I've gotten more and more into it, preaching against it. Preaching the truth, and I see the depravity of it, and what I see is how people defend it.
Yeah, that's very true.
And they can't defend it in God's word. And I see the fruit of it. I see the foolish youth. I see the old men that are more interested in shuffleboard. I see all the foolishness going on that is not just, it's not of the Father. You got a gospel card, right?
Yeah, I got you.
What I would encourage you to do, go to Don't Perish Scott. Oh, wait, that's my brother's card. We both have a website. Here's a card for Anabaptists. Go to don'tperish.com, look up Anabaptist. Here's what you do. Anybody grab your phone, Google Anabaptist Exposed. Okay. If we don't come up number one, I will be amazed. Okay? Google Pinecraft Exposed. Yeah. We will come up number one. Why do we do it? Because I'm making a bunch of money on the internet. I don't make a penny. I'm not popular. We do it so that people can hear the truth, and when they go out and look at the Anabaptist faith, they can realize that, oh yeah, there's other people standing against this, preaching against it, and you cannot claim Jesus, the God of truth, as you keep Mennonite false ways. You can't do it. Are you married?
Yeah.
Can your wife, where's your wife?
I think she's in a van.
Okay. There. Can your wife run with other men?
Yeah.
Why not?
It'd be wrong.
Why is it wrong? Because God ordained one man, one woman, the marriage covenant.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for you to be a Mennonite and do all the Mennonite false ways when God ordained for his bride? We're his bride. See, here's the problem. This is another big thing. People have this standard like this for their brides. Ready? Men will say, oh, my wife. No. Can she sleep with another man? No. Wait, can she kiss another man? No. How about could she hold hands? No. Could she flirt? No. You have a high standard for your wife. Now, I have a question. We're the bride of Christ. How come everybody's standard is way down here and they go, well, we're going to sin a lot? Look at it.
You are scaring the children, I told you. What are you doing?
Why are you sending that drone at us? That is not right.
You have a drone flying right above my children's head.
You need to stop that, young man. That's just plain wickedness. See, and where's the elders? Where's the older people that would come around and tell that man, knock it off? How wicked. But you got a high standard for your bride. God has an even higher standard for his bride.
The church is the bride of Christ.
Yes.
So
the ecclesia, called out ones. That's the word church, called out. You're called out. The word church is a terrible translation. You're called out. Again, we have tons of articles on our website that show why the Anabaptists are wrong with their gospel, why they're wrong about their divorce remarriage stance, why they're wrong about so many things. And I go through and I teach. I'm not just a street preacher. I teach. I got, last time I checked, I have 4,500 articles, audios, videos on my website for free.
Yeah. Well, they're I don't know where all you've been, but the Anabaptists, I'll say, when you said use the word Anabaptist, is a really broad brush.
Right. Correct? We're from central Wisconsin, so we know the Amish. We're from central Missouri. We know the Old Order Mennonites. We come down here, we see a hodgepodge, but it doesn't matter. Sin is sin is sin is sin. Yeah. Name one that's fully biblical. That doesn't have a man's name, that doesn't keep pagan holidays, that's come out. You can't.
I would say none, yeah.
Because they don't. They aren't.
None,
see the problem?
Perfect, yeah.
But we're called to be perfect over 20 times in Scripture.
Right.
That means complete and mature. If you want to be more complete and mature, you move on in the things of God. You don't keep doing the old ways that you keep doing. And here's what it will cost you, sir. What's your first name?
Dan.
Dan? Okay, my name is Tupos. You know what it'll cost you?
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. Just what Jesus said. Will you lose your life, your menonet, your friends, your church, your business connection? Will you lose that to follow Christ, or will you compromise and lose your soul? I hope you choose the other one.
Yeah.
Email me.
Yeah.
I'd love to help you sometime. I think we're going to get out of here before somebody loses an eyeball. Brother, I think we need to go.
Yes, that wicked.
I think we need to go, yeah.
Tell you what, I'll give you an offer.
Basically,
email us.
You can go on my website, you can email me,
yep.
You can text me. We will talk to you about the things of God all day long. If you are not a mocker, we will talk and pour truth in our lives
into
you. Well,
one thing I just want to say before you guys leave is, if you guys are from God, it will stand. If you guys are not, it will go away.
Well, we are from God because we stand in Scriptures. The Mennonite faith is not from God. You can't stand there, and so you got to repent. It is your faith, and you got to repent. Email us.
Look.
Brother, let's clear out. Let's go.
Then you're a Mennonite.
Did you get a gospel card?
Listen to my testimony.
Go on our website. You can email me anytime. I'd love to talk to you if you're not a mocker. I'd love to talk to you about the truth of God. You got to come out of all these false ways. If you were placed in it, you got to repent and come out of it.
Hey, I want to tell you, I do not agree.
Thank you.
Whatsoever.
Thank you.
I mean, that was...
That's just inappropriate. I know people have got their eyes taken out by drones.
I'm just saying, that shouldn't have happened.
We saw this all the time. Their young hoodlum friends were flying by on motorbikes, zipping us. The cops showed up. No, they stopped that. Then the little kids were driving by, yelling vile names at me. This is the fruit of Anabaptism. And I do want to say this. Look at America. America is 250 years of denominational religion, including the Anabaptists. Look at America. It's Sodom too. This is the fruit of the false faith, of not being born again, of not seeking the kingdom of God, not walking in holiness. America is the fruit, and she's going to be judged and destroyed by God, as is the world. It's coming. It's coming. Yeah, brother, let's go. We're ready to go. Roll out. Email us, young man. Email us. Jump in your van, brother. Let's go. Good job. We love you all. Hope you repent. Check out don'tperish.com. If you're not a mocker, you can email. We'd love to help you in the truth of God. I thought I did, but he repaired it real quick. He's lucky. He's lucky I didn't stamp on.
You know what? If it would have come a little further, I was about ready to whack that thing. The little guy was crying. I'm glad I didn't. That would have been bad.
I'm ready for a cup of Mickey D's coffee. Here, throw this up in there too, if you would.
Check the tire.
Oh, yeah. Did you videotape him when I walked up to him and he shoved me? That black guy?
I didn't see anybody shove you.
Oh, I walked right up to him and he pushed me. He shoved me away like this.
Oh, I was videotaping. Oh, he shoved me. You got in his fit. You were getting close.
No, I got close. I walked up 3 feet. I said, sir, why are you doing this? I said, we love you. Why are you doing it?
Yeah. I don't know where we're going.
I'm going to tell him that you're going to send the ping. He can wait until we send the ping. Sister's gonna send a link of where we're going. It's a McDonald's, and we're gonna go over there.
That guy, brother had to bite my tongue. I smashed the second drone up. I'm not sure if you saw that, but
yeah, I did.
Get it out of my kids' faces.
Oh, I know. Yeah, wicked. Even that one guy that he wasn't really a mocker. He asked a question. He came up and he said, "I apologize for what's going on here." He said, "This is absolutely not right. This is not right."
I rebuked those old men here at the end. I had to rebuke, and I'm like, "Shame on you for not rebuking this or bringing the Bible."
I'll have her send you the link, okay? All right.
Sam's Club. The other one's way out of the way.
Oh, good. Look at that one. That's got taste for a cup of coffee from old preacher's throat. Ooh, he's... Brother's really in the flesh. He's like shivering, shaking. He's like, oh, I'm sorry I had to do that. He goes, I'm so mad at those old people. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad I was here.
Just fine.
No, I mean, he's shaking right now. Because he knocked the drone down.